Countdown.
Stop. You gotta stop. I'm like crying. Is that the approach you still want to go with? This is the countdown?
Let's do it. Yeah. We'll count it down.
In three, two, one.
Count it down. And three. Welcome back to yet another episode of Wouldn't It Be Mice, starring your boys Cody and Nate. Nate, how are you?
We're tired. We've been chatting for, holy crud, we've been chatting for a while.
2 hours late. Not even 2 hours later. More than 2 hours later.
We've been chatting for a couple hours because we want to give you guys the best quality content that we can.
Mm-hmm.
We slave away over this. What you guys don't realize is we have full-time jobs and we still make time for this every week. No, I've just been up since six. So,
you've been working since six.
Yeah, and it's seven already. Been up for an hour.
7, 8, 9.
Oh, where's Rachel? She would have loved that joke.
That's a callback to episode 7.
Is that what it was?
Yep. It was.
If we didn't have the running show notes, I would have no idea which one that was.
The shows. That's so Rafened.
Good stuff. How are you? Other than tired.
Doing okay. I'm getting ready for this upcoming holiday. Spoiler alert. Thanksgiving later this week. So I've got a lot of baking to do. So I'm excited.
If you're not Thanksgiving, you're thanks dying.
Wasn't that one Garth Brooks rap song?
Garth Brooks rap song that he played at Notre Dame?
That's right.
Are you a Garth Brooks fan?
No, I'm not really a country boy.
However, if you were...
I could survive. Get it?
I will survive. I thought you were going to go for one of our favorite boys that we have been following for quite some time now, even though he's not a country boy.
That is true. But he's from big country. And we're talking about Billingsteen Willie G. Nate, I believe you may have an update on our celebrity guest.
Yeah, you told me we've had some requests for updates. Where is he now? He's, you know, jumped up to the big stage of his blues career and hasn't been heard from since we last talked about him, at least on this podcast. But we have an update, ladies and gentle boy.
The show must go on.
And that update is that apparently he, I'm going to speculate, is he moved to Canada?
So sad.
He moved up to the Great White North.
Ooh.
But the reason I know this is because there was a recent post. Not going to say where to protect.
You did say post, to be fair.
You can post a lot of things. You could post it up on a billboard.
You can post if you want to.
You can post. You can post.
Everybody do the post.
Unless you're Don. So. Oh, it's our worst bit, but I don't know if I've laughed harder than that one. But he was last seen, at least on any form of social media, playing a harmonica with his nose.
I don't think I would expect anything less from William G.
But yeah, it looks like he's moved. He's originally from
the Couve.
The Couve. Vancouver. If you've ever seen it. Beautiful this time of year. It's not. It's cold. It's very cold this time of year. But he moved up to Canada. He's doing all right. He played a last show apparently back in October. Back in Billings. But he's doing well. Mama Willie G posted.
Mama G?
Mama G posted on this feed and said, "My baby bird number two leaves the nest." but also posted a picture of three tiny kids in a nest.
Three small G's yet to be named?
Yet to be named, but literally a tiny, tiny, well, huge nest. Tiny kids in a huge nest.
That was my favorite TLC show. Huge nest, tiny kids.
Isn't that what Chip and Joanna Gaines are working on these days? Is
Chip and Joe.
That sounded like Fixer on the road to Viridian City. That's for you Pokemon fans out there. Ooh. But looks like Willie G's doing all right.
Good.
He's doing big things. Still into music, you know, the nose harmonica being one of them. But he's doing all right. So that's it's our Billings brief for today. We're happy to inform that Willie G's kids are all right.
Willie G is alive and well, and we wish him the best.
We really do. And if by some miracle you listen to this podcast, you can reach out.
Reach out. Email us at Wouldn't It Be Mice Podcast.
That's about, wait, which was the, in our description, which is the one about dads and talking about moms? I don't even remember what our.
Yeah. Dad it's jokes.
Neither Mom. There nor there. But yes, we're coming up on one of, where would you rank Thanksgiving on your holiday, I guess, favorite list?
Ooh, well, in terms of the big three at the end of the year, being Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Halloween.
In that order.
In reverse date order. I'm going to say I love Thanksgiving for the family communal aspect. But in terms of holiday movies, call forward, it's got to go Christmas, Halloween, and then Thanksgiving for me. What about you?
You know, I would, as far as the movie ranking is concerned, I would agree. However, if you haven't seen it, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. For the ages.
It's true.
For the ages. Except Franklin gets a bad chair, and we could go into a whole nother podcast about that. It's not very okay, but it's an old movie. I'm going to give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, but it's an okay. Just give him a normal chair.
It's 2016. Give the boy a chair.
Give Franklin a normal chair. And not the turtle. But
Benjamin Chair.
The visual disgust makes that worth it. See, don't you dare cut that out.
I knew where I was going. I knew where I was going, and instead I skipped three steps in between and got right to the bad finish line. Bad Finish Line was my favorite Lady Gaga song.
And he's redeemed himself.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's back. But yes, today we're going to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. And then that will transition quite nicely into my favorite holiday, which I will name later. So before we started this podcast, I showed a particularly beautiful song to my colleague here, Cody Ferentino.
Let's cut to a clip.
That's all you get, guys. I hope you saw it. It went quick, but I hope you saw the clip. And the song is Thanksgiving. Actually, it's Thanksgiving. Sorry. That's the full official title, is It's Thanksgiving by Nicole Westbrook. If you've ever seen the music video or heard the song, this is a chart topper, Rebecca Black's Friday, the inspiration for my Friday text, for those of you out there wondering. It's by the same person. The same person produced It's Thanksgiving by Nicole Westbrook. What did you think of the video?
I got to be honest. There is a clear lack of Thanksgiving songs, and this one, this has to be my favorite Thanksgiving song of all time.
I mean, of all the Thanksgiving songs out there, this is certainly one of them.
And we do happen to have a list here in front of us of the Billboard's Hot 100 Thanksgiving Hits. And I believe you have that list too. So maybe we should just read off a couple of our favorites.
Well, number one was It's Thanksgiving by Nicole Westbrook.
That's a given. Yeah.
Number two was Who Dropped the Turkey?
Parentheses, Dad.
By the Black Eyed Peas.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Number three is coming in by Miss Meghan Trainor, All About That Bass.
That's pretty good. What was the next one here? I can't remember the artist. You might need to help me with this one, but The Turkeys to My Heart.
I believe you're thinking of Cheap Trick.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Cheap mm-hmm. Trick. With yeah. Turkeys to My Heart.
Turkeys to My Heart. Yep. And then just, you know, wrapping up our top five here, we do have Let's Talk About Stuffing, Baby.
Thank of you. Course. This is actually a movie, but it was on a like suggested list next to it. That is Gravy for Vendetta.
And their famous tagline, remember that day in November.
Which is the song, which is the next song on the list by Wishbone Thugs and Harmony.
I can't wait to watch my favorite Thanksgiving film, Star Wars, The Pumpkin Menace.
I believe you're thinking of The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Oh, yes, that's the one.
But that's for All Hallows Eve, and we're not here for that.
Starring Darth Tater.
Tot.
Beep, 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 beep.
Okay, so you had never heard of this, and I don't know how you hadn't, but... Mm. There is a site called Wikipedia, which you have heard of.
I have heard of that one.
And then there's also one called Uncyclopedia. I hope someone else has heard of this before.
Yeah, this is one I'd never heard of. I, as a wee boy, frequented, what was it, funnyjunk.com that mm-hmm. had games and the you know, try not to laugh squirrel
and,
thing.
And funny junk.
Funnyjunk.com. But somehow I missed Uncyclopedia.
Yeah, Uncyclopedia. Yeah. That was my friends back in, like, grade school. We used to, like, it was one of the only sites we could get on that was allowed and not blocked. Because we could never play games. So we just looked at, like, funny postings here. So let's see what Uncyclopedia has to say about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day, also known as Stupid Pilgrim's Day. Basically, need I say more? is a pagan celebration of the day food was invented. So if you look back, that's the first time we ever had food was Thanksgiving Day.
Praise be.
The first Thanksgiving. I believe it doesn't say it in here, but it kind of alludes to it. That's also when football was invented.
Mm, yeah.
Was the first Thanksgiving Day. Which is very, very interesting. How you doing over there? You still with me?
I'm here.
So since, well, there's a couple of traditions that they list here. One of them being since 1984, the traditional meal for Canadian Thanksgiving has consisted of Kraft dinner, otherwise known as macaroni and cheese and fried bologna.
You know, up in the Great White North, you got to do all you can to stay warm, eh?
Yeah, the carving of the bologna is an honor typically reserved for the head of the household or the favorite child decided by the mother. Now, I know a lot of you might be wondering, what are some Thanksgiving Day rituals?
Yeah, absolutely. It was the thought crossed my mind.
I saw it scroll across your mind, like the ticker tape at the bottom of ESPN. And one of the Thanksgiving Day rituals, as you guys might be aware, is the Macy's Parade, Thanksgiving Day Parade. See, like, marching bands and dancers and artists lip-syncing to their songs.
Mm-hmm.
Giant inflatables like Snoopy
and
Woodstock. there's other ones that aren't Charlie Brown characters.
I don't believe you.
Like Pikachu sometimes. Wow.
Whoa.
Dad. But there, some people might not actually know what the real reason.
Dad.
Couldn't keep it together. Come on, no, man.
Dad got me. A giant inflatable dad got me. That's my favorite John Hughes film.
A giant inflatable dad got me.
Are you afraid of the giant inflatable dad?
Tell that to the judge.
You know that TV show, My Three Giant Inflatable Dads?
No, I haven't heard of it.
How I Met Your Giant Inflatable Dad.
How I Met Your Dad. Very different show, that one.
The giant inflatable one.
But anyway, this Macy's Parade, some people might not actually know what it's really about. So people probably think it's, you know, just this parade. It's got all the floats and everything. But the actual ritual part is the Macy's Parade, in which every individual in North America with the first or last name Macy walks down Fifth Avenue in New York and is pelted with turkey entrails.
You can't miss it.
I mean, they can. Some people throw and miss, but
that's a greasy turkey entrail.
Which is my favorite pig wrestling move. Lil Nomeo, remember that? recent participants have included William H. Macy, greatest living actor. Seriously, I saw Door to Door. It made me cry. Let's see. What else we got here? Oh,
what about Macy Gray?
That's it.
Those are all the Macy's we know.
Macy the store.
You know how they have the Macy's store march down?
It marches. It's not a float. It marches itself.
What do you think a giant William H. Macy balloon would look like? How big is that mustache?
It's pretty big. And that's where we'll head to our next topic.
How big is your mustache?
There's also a cool little tidbit here about Thanksgiving, the movie. Following the success of the movie Miracle on 34th Street, Hollywood were keen to exploit Thanksgiving on the silver screen. For many years, the production was held up in red tape and political wrangling. Finally, in 2002, the Republican Party bought the production rights, and it was released in 2003 on Thanksgiving Day, of course.
Yes.
I won't go into the cast, because it's pretty horrible. But Dick Cheney is played by Arnold Schwarzenegger, if that gives any flavor for you.
There's a few highlights in there. You know, Freddie Prinze Jr.
Dad. But that's a little bit about Thanksgiving. But you said that you're not too keen on the whole, like, what I'm thankful for. Is it because you feel like you're put on the spot, or?
Yeah, absolutely. Feel very put on the spot, and I never have a good answer. And if I'm not the first one to go, and I can give my quick joke answer, as a boy does, I'm usually in the middle after a lot of people have given very heartfelt, sentimental, what are you grateful for comments. And, you know, you can't follow up something really heartfelt with a joke about a dog.
You can't. It's very, and it's one of those things, too, where you get stuck behind someone who's thankful for the entire world and has this drawn out paragraph that they use. And it keeps going and going and going. And even in your wildest dreams, you could never come up with something that is near as cool, because being thankful for the fact that the world may be capable of world peace in some future day just pales in comparison when I want to say I'm thankful for Doritos. You know? I love Doritos. Why can't I be thankful for Doritos and have it be okay?
It's 2016. Be thankful for Doritos.
Let the llamas wander and be thankful for Doritos.
Hashtag let the llamas wander.
We may have stickers. For those of you listening, if you would be interested in a sticker, find a platform to reach us. Because
we're everywhere except for Apple Podcasts, so don't reach out to us there.
They're holding out on us because they want a big grand release. That's got to be the only reason why. Yeah, they're planning our release right now. They've been sending us so much money that we haven't had time to correspond.
I'm sorry, Scrooge McDuck.
What was he thankful for, you think? Money. Well, and his nephews.
Mm-hmm. Husif, Dusif, and Lucif.
It's a late one. I'm tired.
It's a late cast.
It's a late cast. The doctor got to it too late. That's why my arm is still crooked. But I also wanted to... So, Thanksgiving will inevitably come and go. It'll be great. I can't wait to, like, see family and hang out. And I like eating a lot of food. Do you know I once gained 9 pounds from Thanksgiving dinner? I weighed myself before. I weighed myself after. The only difference was what I ate.
Wow.
I gained 9 pounds.
That's impressive.
I was in severe pain for the entire rest of the night.
You carried that food to a full term.
I did. And boy, did I deliver. I want to say shout out to my fiance who's a labor and delivery nurse, but I feel like that's a little awkward. Only a little. But Thanksgiving,
it's all well and fine, but there is another holiday quickly approaching.
And it's my favorite holiday, which is Rebecca Black Friday. It's just the best. Okay, so if you've never heard Friday by Rebecca Black, you've obviously been living under a rock.
Get out from that rock.
It's like Stairway to Heaven, Living on a Prayer.
Me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Any song by Hootie and the Blowfish. And then Friday by Rebecca Black. On like the all-time great songs ever. I mean, come on. We so excited. We so excited.
It's entertaining. It's educational.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. It's Friday.
Gotta get down on Friday. What if we did this the whole song? Ooh. Just all the lyrics.
Just a dramatic reading. That'd be great.
It'd be pretty good. But that's... Rebecca Black Friday is so great. Black Friday is... It's fine. Go shop for your stuff. Go punch a guy to get your PlayStation 12 if you want. Go ahead and do that. Have fun waiting in line while I'm sleeping off my... tryptophan. But it's Black Friday's okay, you know. Go you can go find some, you can go buy a suitcase.
You can buy a drill.
You can buy a drill if you really want. Buy a drill.
It's 2016. Buy a drill.
Buy a drill. I don't understand this bit at all, but I can't help but laugh. I can't help. So Rebecca Black Friday, to put it in perspective for you guys, it's a day when stars align. So, you know how they say that like Halley's Comet only happens ever so often?
Every 8 months. It's beautiful
when it does. Every couple of weeks.
Every 6 months or so. Well,
once a year, Rebecca Black's song Friday falls on the perfect day. And that is obviously Black Friday, because then it becomes a Wheel of Fortune before and after that still hasn't been played and really should.
Bet you're wondering how we got here.
I'm wondering. I don't even want to go down that path. So Rebecca Black wrote this song.
I can't believe we're still talking about Rebecca Black.
I can. This needs to be talked about. That's why we're here.
It's 2016.
And it's the only mandatory day for my Friday texts. So, sorry, family. Move over for however long it takes me to do that. At least an hour. I'm not ashamed.
An hour?
It takes me a long time. You have to send them individually.
That's true.
But it's the mandatory day for me to send out those Friday texts. Mm-hmm. I've always thought about just putting the entire song in a text, but there's no real, it's tasteless. It's been done. So I want to make sure that I include all the bells and whistles in that. But that's, so we got some holidays coming up. They're going to be fun.
Thanksgiving.
For those of you celebrating Thanksgiving, really, just like Cody said, make it Thanksgiving. Go out there and have a good time. Be thankful. Be thankful that you're still alive and that you're breathing and having a good time.
It's 2016. Be thankful.
Be thankful.
Comfort and joy.
Be thankful for. A lot to be thankful for. And if you're not thankful for summon. If you're not thankful for summons, if you're not thankful for something, go out and make a difference then. If you're not thankful for people in office, go vote. You know, do your dang thing.
Yeah.
But be thankful, because there's a lot to be thankful for. It's a cool world that we live in. And if you're not that thankful, you'll definitely be thankful once we get to Rebecca Black Friday, where you can shop or not, but you should listen to Friday on repeat, because it's an anthem.
Tis the season.
I tell you what. Are you excited? So when do you get, like, this is kind of transitioning into Christmas a little bit. When do you kind of put the, because we have to, I'm excited about Christmas. We're going to do a Christmas podcast. I can't wait. But when do you like draw the line where it's like, okay, it's time for Christmas? Are you one of those after Thanksgiving people?
I'm one of those after Halloween people. November 1st.
Good.
It's Christmas time.
Then we're there. So we're already ready for Christmas. Thanksgiving's going to be great. We're going to have a lot of fun. But once it's done, I mean, shoot, we'll be talking about some Christmas. It's going to be fun. I can't wait.
Christmas.
The way you said that was just so uncomfortable to me. So uncomfortable.
Christmas.
So now that we know what we're doing for Thanksgiving and Black Friday,
let's try again. Ready?
That's what my big grandfather clock sounded like after I hit it with a baseball bat a couple of times.
Large Ben.
Big Benjamin. So now that we know what we're doing for Thanksgiving and Rebecca Black Friday, this has been one heck of a podcast. So, Cody, I put it upon you. What'd you learn in today's episode?
I learned, of course, I've seen them marching in the parades, but I didn't realize that the true spirit of Thanksgiving was having anyone named Macy march in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
There's a whole bunch of Macy's.
William H. Gray.
All of them.
All two of the Macy's.
You know, and I learned, I'm just glad that Willie G he's out there and he's all right.
He's doing okay.
He's, you know, okay at the very least.
Godspeed, Billingsteen Willie G.
You play that harmonica with your nose if you want.
Play that funky harmonica, teen boy.
And play it right. Dang it. I think that's how the song goes. Something like that. I just, we learned a lot today. We learned a lot about Thanksgiving. You know, a lot about the stupid Pilgrim's Day. And
we didn't even talk about having buckles on hats.
Like, why? Does it really need to be held on your head that way?
You had to fasten a hat down on top.
Boy.
You better fasten your hat down.
In case the wind gon' get it.
Keep your arms, legs, and fastened hats inside the ride at all times. Threat.
I still don't understand. Where did that even come from?
You know, I'm not really sure.
I think it was when we took a left turn at Tired. and landed at exhausted.
And so in honor of this being our Thanksgiving episode and us now officially being able to look forward to Christmas, you haters, those that think we have to start after Thanksgiving, it's 2016, we can do what we want. I'd like to give a Christmas ode to Billingsteen Willie G. You ready?
Take it away.
Billingsteen Willie G, he moved to Canada. He plays the blues because he's good and he plays a harmonica with his nose. Hey,
Billingsteen Willie G lives in Vancouver.
You gotta do the second part because I did the first part before.
Dashing through the snow
with Billingsteen Willie G.
Over the fields we go,
laughing all the way.
Bells on Willie G.
Know how to play the blues.
What fun it is to play harmonica with your nose tonight.
Hey!
Billingsteen Willie G.
He's our favorite guy.
Okay, so we're probably going to have to cut that part out too.